Looking for a CRM that's more Canadian than apologizing for apologizing? Meet Client Connector. Imagine high levels genius, now with extra Canadian politeness and a dash of maple syrup smoothness. Courtesy of Blue Cow Marketing's decade of wizardry in business automation, this is where tech meets Canadian charm. For just $97 a month, you're not buying a system. You're getting a hockey team's worth of support, minus the ice. It's all the CRM power you need, with the personal touch of your favorite local diner, ready to make your business as smooth as maple syrup and as efficient as a beaver dam. Paddle over to clientconnector.app and let's get your business saying sorry for being so awesome.
When it comes to getting found online, when people are doing a Google search for a relevant topic that you hope to rank for, there are many different factors that play into this. The content that you put out there, your domain authority, what Google sees of you as a valuable resource. And one contributing factor to this is called backlinks. That's what we're going to talk about in today's episode. Hey, welcome to today's episode. Like I mentioned in the opening, we're going to be talking about backlinks. Now, why are we going to talk about this topic? Well, for one, this is based off of knowledge that I've learned recently in a lot of the training that I've been doing in SEO. So it's a service that we are now offering at our agency. And backlinks have a huge impact on the quality of your entity or footprint online. So I'm going to try to kind of break this down, try not to talk too much geek and too much tech, and really help you understand what the importance of it is. So let's just talk about what a backlink is. What it means is anytime another website has a link to your website, simplest form, that's exactly what it is. It is a link back to your website. Now this can be, you know, in multiple different facets or reasons why this would be naturally happening. You know, anytime that you're listing on a directory or on another website, maybe have a profile with your local chamber of commerce, you usually have a link over to your website. So it's coming from one domain to the other. Now, maybe you are a guest on a bunch of different podcasts, and when they post it, they put a link to your website. That is a backlink, right? These are good things to have. Now, one thing that you have to really look at here is the quality over quantity. And we always say we want to have lots of backlinks, but we're going to take it a step further. It's important to have a lot of quality backlinks. So you got to focus on quality over that quantity. While you may have, you know, 3,000 backlinks, but if they're from low trusted domains, spammy domains, it's actually hurting you. And in most cases, you don't have control over those backlinks being created, but you do have control over telling Google, hey, you know what? Ignore those bad ones. And we're going to talk about that in just a few moments as we go through the episode. So each time that you are exerting some kind of energy to provide value, maybe you're a guest on a podcast, maybe you are, you know, being quoted in a, or you asked for a quote in a news story or something like that, or you're doing some partnerships out there with other businesses or suppliers, always asking for a link to your website is going to help you, especially if they are a reputable website and brand, and they're creating content as well. So that's going to help you out there. Relevance is absolutely important. Making sure that the industry and the niche in which you are being listed on is relevant to your audience. So with us being a marketing agency, I want to be on podcasts that are talking to businesses, talking about marketing topics. It wouldn't make much sense if, you know, my website and my blog post showed up on a cooking website or a fitness website. It just wouldn't make sense. So it's not going to do me too much value to have that on there, right? I want to make sure that I'm extremely relevant in those different areas. Now, also when we're looking at this quality and the relevance, we want to diversify our link profile, which means that we want to be on different types of sources like blog posts, industry directories, social media platforms, and ultimately that news media site. So, you know, if you can get on as a source or contributor to news media that has a lot of traffic coming to it, whether it's like a CNN or even your local news, if they do have a website for that, it's great. And it's going to help you out that way. Now, the other elements to this that I mentioned in the first one over quantity over quality is what we call disavowing. Okay, now, this is a term. This was the biggest thing that was my aha moment going through this SEO training, was that we have that control. We have that control to block out Google's view of the negative backlinks that are there. Now, the tool that we offer at Blue Cow Marketing for our clients gives you the ability to go in and see all the different backlinks that are linking to your site, and will also rank them by their domain quality. So if they're like a 1, they're not that great. If they're a 10, they're awesome, those type of things. And it goes by the reputation of that domain online. And we can actually see how many they are. And what we'll see is the spammy ones, the 1s, and the 2s usually are websites that were just probably spun up by AI in linking, because they're just trying to get links back to their site as well. And in most cases, there's a lot of, you know, malicious type of stuff that's happening with those. So you don't want to be associated with that. So Google has this great tool. And if you just Google the term Google disavower tool, it will come up and they'll walk you through how to do it. And what it is you just make a text file of all the domains that you want to be disavowed, which means ignore them. And it's really a format. You put in a list. We'll put a link to a template file with this episode so you can actually see what that looks like, because it's not that hard to do. And there's tools out there to be able to find out where all these backlinks are as well. And we'll also put a link to our SEO report so you can actually find out some of the backlinks that you have. But the idea behind this is, if you disassociate yourself with these bad backlinks, your reputation is going to come up, right? Just think about it on a social sense. You know, in real life, you know, if you hang out with, you know, subpar people, people that are a little shady, right, behind the curtains, that kind of thing, your reputation comes down. The same thing happens online. So we want to make sure that's quality. And most businesses don't even think about this. Most businesses don't even know that they can do this, right? They know, okay, I get links and whatever, but as a small business owner, you probably did not know this, okay? So that's another element that you can do with your backlinks. Now, how do we get backlinks? How do we go about, what can you do after listening to this episode to go and start to get more, right? You're not probably gonna get 1,000 overnight or anything like this. But if you belong to any kind of association where there's profiles online and directories, and they allow you to put your website address in there, by all means, get your website linked in there. You know, look for opportunities to guest blog. There are people that this is their full-time job, to generate backlinks for companies. And what they do is they reach out to people that have blogs. I mean, we have a blog on our website. I get inquiries weekly by other experts who want to write an article for our blog. And I know the reason is they have a link back to their site and they want to get those quality backlinks. So if you have a blog and it starts to gain reputation and starts to get up there, you're going to start to get those type of inquiries. So you can do this as an expert in your field by finding other relevant blogs that are in your area, in your niche of expertise, and reach out to them and say, hey, I'd love to write an article for your blog as a guest blogger. Here are some topics that I could write about, and do that. Make sure it's quality, right? And then you get a link back to your site as well. So that's going to be key. Make sure anytime you are on a podcast or you are being interviewed for something that you ask to have a link back to your site. These are going to be the easiest ways to do that. What you absolutely want to 100% avoid doing is buying backlinks. There are so many people out there that are spamming and reaching out and saying, hey, I can get you linked on X amount of 100 sites for this much money. Those are spammy backlinks. Those are not quality sites to be connected to. So never go into that urge of buying those different backlinks. So think about your website. Think about where you are being linked. It will help grow your reputation online. It will actually complement your SEO strategy when you are creating content. And we're going to talk about a couple other tips in some future episodes that you can focus on to get your SEO ranking up there in your business and your online presence. So if you want to find out more about how you're ranking online, you just go over to our website, bluecowmarketing.ca, scroll down a little bit on the homepage, and there's a spot there where you can get a free SEO assessment. Basically, you put in your website, you put in one of your competitors' websites, and it will generate a really nice detailed report that will show you where you stand, what your SEO ranking is, how many backlinks you have, but it will also give you a list of things that you can do to your website right now that's going to help improve your SEO ranking. So bluecowmarketing.ca, go there, get that free assessment, completely free as well. One other thing that I want to offer you too is our free book on business branding, bluecowmarketing.ca/free gift. You can get that free ebook as well. It's a great book. I actually gave it out to a couple clients after I published it, and they were so happy with how it helped them understand, you know, what they can do with their branding and positioning online. So thank you for listening to this episode. Please like and subscribe. If you have any questions, go ahead, go to our website again, bluecowmarketing.ca, and book a free call with me, and I'd be happy to sit down over Zoom, obviously, if you're not local, and we can talk about all the different options that are available to you. Hey there, small business owners. It's Sean Wynott, the founder of Blue Cow Marketing and host of this podcast. You know, we've identified 5 core areas that every successful business has and has optimized that has made them successful. They are branding, assets, lead generation, strong relationship building, and referrals, or fans like we call them. And it's these 5 core areas that we work with our clients to optimize and streamline. And we do it in a very effective way. Now, how this all begins is with a free marketing review. Now, you might be like, hey, Sean, I don't know you yet. And that's okay. And that is why we've created this free marketing review, because it is 100% no obligation, no sales pitch. We'll gain some knowledge about what it is that you're currently doing, what's working, what your goals are, and we'll make some recommendations. And if at the end of the call, you're open to hearing how we think we could help you, then we'll tell you that. No pressure, no obligation, like I said. It all starts with a free marketing review consultation. So go ahead, go to bluecowmarketing.ca/start to learn more.
Looking for a CRM that's more Canadian than apologizing for apologizing? Meet Client Connector. Imagine high levels genius, now with extra Canadian politeness and a dash of maple syrup smoothness. Courtesy of Blue Cow Marketing's decade of wizardry in business automation, this is where tech meets Canadian charm. For just $97 a month, you're not buying a system. You're getting a hockey team's worth of support, minus the ice. It's all the CRM power you need, with the personal touch of your favorite local diner, ready to make your business as smooth as maple syrup and as efficient as a beaver dam. Paddle over to clientconnector.app and let's get your business saying sorry for being so awesome.